In New York, a new Broadway musical opens tonight, and since we're approaching Halloween, it has a vaguely timely theme. The musical is called Wicked. It's the story of the Wicked Witch of the West before she turned evil and started terrorizing Oz. This musical is based on a book, and Day to Day's Mike Pesca spoke with the author, Gregory Maguire.
Gregory Maguire, you used to write interesting children's books, and then you began retelling classic children's stories. There's Wicked, there's a book based on Cinderella, now you're out with Mirror Mirror, which is Snow White inspired. Do you ever run into any intellectual property issues?
I have not run into any yet, and I say good fortune has been with me from the beginning, because when I first began to write the novel Wicked, which is based on the Wizard of Oz characters, when I supplied the book to my agent, he came back to me and said, "It's a good book, and aren't you in luck? The L. Frank Baum Estate has just come out of copyright about 2 months ago."
Was it more of the film or the book that stuck in your mind as a reason to use Wizard of Oz's jumping-off point?
Well, the movie was extremely influential in this way. My parents, raising me in the late 50s and early 60s and such, were very strict as regards to their children's access to television. They did relent once or twice and let us watch The Wizard of Oz when it was broadcast annually. So the MGM film, for me as a kid growing up, had enormous power, but what that power did was send me back to the book.
Do you take the famous fairy tale and say, okay, what can I do with this one? Or do you get a theme in your head and go out and try to match it with a fairy tale that can address what you want to write about?
Almost inevitably, I have a theme or some burning issue that I need to explore for myself first. An example. When I was living in London about 10 years ago, there was a horrible murder. A 2-year-old boy was kidnapped and killed by a couple of schoolboys. One was about 9 and the other was 11 or 12. The question was floating all over England, all over the airwaves and the print media. How could children do something so wrong? Where does evil come from? I thought, well, I don't know the answer of this. I don't know the answer to where evil comes from. So I began to write Wicked as a way to explore the mind and the life and the times of an evil character. But once I got a green-skinned baby whose parents wouldn't pick her up because they found her repulsive, well, I started feeling sorry for her. Mm-hmm. So my novel becomes, well, she's not quite as bad as she seems. Maybe she's just green. Maybe that's all that this was about.
Was there a tension to make the musical a little more cheery than the book was?
Yes. I think of the book as a, you might say, it's a Mahler-esque symphony. And what appears on the stage in New York is more of a Mozart comic opera. There are dark tones, and it's poignant and sad and dangerous, but there's a lot of airiness to it as well, and it's a great deal of fun.
Gregory Maguire, author of Wicked, The Life and Times of the Wicked Witch of the West, and the new Mirror Mirror, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And let's go out on some music from Wicked. Here's Glinda advising her friend Elphaba, who later becomes the Wicked Witch of the West.
You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt your glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix that hair. Everything that really counts to be popular. I'll help you be popular. You'll hang with the right cohorts. You'll be good.
That interview by Day to Day's Mike Pesca.